Let's look at the good side of things, because amongst all the hits that keep coming for Aussie producers, there's some real standouts, and we're celebrating Aussie Artisan Week. All the producers and artisans in this country who, despite COVID and the challenges that it's throwing at us, local businesses are really rising to the challenge in many cases, but they need our support now more than ever. With all the changing rules, with all the border closures and the lockdowns, a lot of Aussies have used the time to develop new ways to support Aussie businesses, like the founders of Pepe Sayer Butter. And they advertise on this station, the round butter with a face on it. And Pierre and Mel launched Aussie Artisan Week last year, encouraging all of us to support, champion and purchase locally made products. And I'm pleased to say that Mel is on the line back with us again. G'day, Mel.
Hi, Deb. How are you?
Oh, look, it feels like a very long 12 months since we spoke with you last year when you first launched it. Oh, look, how are you going with it all? Because I know so many businesses are struggling, and no doubt yours is one of them.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, obviously this week it's a really important week for us. And it's funny because we were in the same boat, as you said, 12 months ago, celebrating Aussie Artisan Week for local producers.
Mm.
So we're trying to stay optimistic and upbeat. And our online store is doing really well. Obviously, our wholesale side of the business is down. But we're just trying to stay motivated.
Yeah, and you're getting creative, which I love, and you're encouraging customers to get into the butter making process on social media. What are the tips on how to make butter?
We've been covering many things like we do on our social channels. We cover things like the churning process and formatting the butter. And we like to share this across our website and social channels. And we want people to consider the other ways in which they can appreciate Pepe Sayer butter in their baking and I guess in their cooking. And we get some wonderful people that like to share their videos and their photos of what they've made or they've baked using Pepe Sayer. So it's really great.
And you've got not just the standard butter, you've got all sorts of lovely fancy things in there too. I love the maple butter that you've got, which is just fabulous for pancakes. And what's the Oomite that you've got?
Yeah, so we've done a collaboration with Oomite. So the beautiful ladies, Magdalena Rose and Katie Graham of Oomite, based up in Byron, they produce Oomite, which is a umami-style spread. And we blend that in with the unsalted Pepe Sayer cultured butter. So it's absolutely, so people that like that umami flavour, it's really lovely. And it just takes that first world problem out of, you know, having to spread butter and your Oomite.
Yeah, it's all combined, done for you. Yeah. It's great. And you've got the packs that you sell that can kind of create that finished product. You've also got the crumpets, the pasta and the pancakes.
Yes. So we've developed, so to keep things interesting on our online store, we've developed some packs and we've worked with a lot of Aussie artisan producers. So we've got people that buy our butter, like Crooked Creek. She buys our butter to make her beautiful little top-notch cheese biscuits. We've got Dan's Pasta. He does a beautiful gnocchi and he uses our butter. He does like a burnt butter and sage melt through the gnocchi. We've got Crumpets by Myrna. We've got Cornersmith Pickles. We've got Westmont Pickles. We've got a cookie dough that's done with a collaboration with Three Mills Bakery in Canberra that use our butter. We've got, we've got beautiful ceramics. So we do butter keepers, using a local ceramicist based out of Marrickville, Louise Martinson.
So the great containers to keep the wonderful
Pepe
Sayer butter in.
The round butter with the head on it. Yeah.
And we've got the $100 voucher that we're giving away as part of Deb's Quick Quiz. So for people who want to splurge on your vast array of products, they should listen up for Deb's Quick Quiz, which we'll do later this hour. So what's next? What are you going to tackle next? Because I tell you what, you've got finger in many buttery pies.
Yes, well, I guess up next, well, we want to obviously make Pepe Sayer a household name across Australia, so that whether that, you know, means going through one person at a time of the 25 plus million of the population. And we want to keep that momentum going of buying local, supporting local and buying from Aussie artisans and producers.
Well, you've got lots of converted purchases and customers, that is for sure. So it's a great product and it's well worth celebrating as part of Aussie Artisan Week. And you can find out more about it, aussieartisanweek.com.au. And to get your hands on some delicious Pepe Sayer products, pepesayer.com.au. And listen up for Deb's quick quiz to win yourself a $100 voucher. Melissa, thank you so much for joining us.
No worries. Thank you very much.
Let's hope next year it's a smoother one.
I know. I hope so. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, good on you. Thank you, Melissa. It's 18 past two.